What in the world is this world coming to? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Todd Webb, a fourth-generation dairyman, along with his partners, started Snake River Robotics to serve dairy producers in the Magic Valley area of south-central Idaho. The Magic Valley area has about 296 dairies that produce 72.8% of the state's total milk. The milking robot is a well-organized technology. The cow determines her own rhythm. An identification system recognizes the cow and determines whether it's time for it to be milked. Heber Loftmiller's Hillside Dairy in Elba, Idaho is using robotic milkers.
Some people have what I call a Mexican attachment system. Ours is a Swedish attachment system. Just a milk attachment. But ours tells us more. Doesn't have a date. Doesn't have anywhere to get to. It milks on Christmas and doesn't complain, you know. There's no overtime. And I just like the fact that every cow gets the exact same brushing, the exact same post-spray. Everything's the same.
Robots that can be controlled with a smartphone are also being used in other dairies in Idaho. Todd Webb.
There's robotic corral scrapers, and they're even developing a small robotic vacuum to clean the corrals. There's a robotic feeding unit. Just push yes, and there it goes. I'm probably working very seriously with about 10 dairymen that are looking seriously about robotics. Labor is a huge benefit when you talk about the economics of it, how it pays back.
And then there are robotic tractors. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.